From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Matthew heads toward Florida. Hurricane Matthew, the fiercest Caribbean storm in nearly a decade, slammed into the Bahamas on Thursday and intensified as it barreled toward the southeastern U.S. coast, where millions of residents heeded warnings to flee inland. Roadways in Florida, Georgia, North and South Carolina were jammed. Gas stations and food stores ran out of supplies as the storm approached, bringing storm surges, heavy rain, and sustained winds that accelerated overnight to about 205 kilometers per hour. Matthew, which killed at least 39 people and displaced thousands, mostly in southern Haiti, was predicted to strengthen from a Category 3 to a 4 storm en route to Florida's Atlantic coast. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said landfall was expected there Thursday night. Florida Governor Rick Scott said everyone in the state must prepare now for a direct hit.
We are preparing for the worst, hoping for the best, and not taking any chances. Regardless if there's a direct hit or not, the impacts will be devastating. Right now, we expect to see impacts all along Florida's east coast, ranging from the Upper Keys to Nassau County. We're going to see rip currents. We're going to see beach erosion. We're going to see tornadoes and hurricane-force winds. This is a dangerous storm, and it is never too early to evacuate.
Governor Scott requested President Barack Obama declare a pre-landfall emergency for Florida, which would bring resources, including food, water, and waterproof coverings, and double the active National Guard force to some 3,000. The president of the Philippines wants to liberate his country from a shackling dependency on the United States, which cannot guarantee its help when Philippines' sovereignty is under threat. Those are the words from its foreign minister, Perfecto Yase. This is VOA News. Portugal's former Prime Minister Antonio Guterres won the U.S. Security Council's unanimous backing Wednesday to become the next U.N. Secretary General, winning plaudits for his strong leadership. Mark Toner, the U.S. State Department deputy press spokesman, said on Wednesday that Guterres possesses the leadership qualities that will be crucial to serving in this vital post. The veteran politician and diplomat who served as the U.N.'s refugee chief until December topped all six informal polls in the council after his performance in the first ever question and answer sessions in the 193-member General Assembly, which received high marks from almost every diplomat. The United Nations Special Envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, is willing to go to eastern Aleppo and escort up to 1,000 Islamist fighters out of the city, he says, for the sake of a halt to the bombardment by Russian and Syrian forces. De Mistura said history would judge Syria and Russia if they use the presence of about 900 former Nusra Front fighters as an easy alibi to destroy the besieged area, killing thousands of citizens, 100,000 of whom are children.
Are we talking about 900 people, basically, who are becoming the main reason for which there is 275,000 people actually being attacked?
De Mistura told a Geneva news conference the bottom line is in a maximum of 2 months, the city of eastern Aleppo at this rate may be totally destroyed. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a bomb blast that killed at least 20 people, most of whom were Turkish-backed opposition fighters along Syria's northwestern border with Turkey. A suicide car bomber targeted a convoy of rebel troops near the border crossing in the village of Atma, just a short distance away from where the rebels and the jihadist group had been fighting along with another stretch of the border. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a British-based nonprofit group, put the number of dead at 21. The Islamic State group took credit for the attack in an online statement. Those killed included a judge and another top civil judicial figure from the rebel-held eastern Aleppo, according to a rebel officials. One witness told Reuters most of those killed in the blast were members of the Falik al-Sham group, which has been fighting alongside Turkish soldiers to defeat the IS group. In India, police say they've unearthed a massive scam that involved bogus call center workers in Mumbai masquerading as U.S. tax officials and duping American citizens out of millions of dollars. I'm Ira Melman reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.